Tov, everyone. We're on the bottom of page 42. Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Dalet over here. We are talking about getting a halach, an aliyah, halach lemaisa, what one does when getting aliyah. We start over here with the first couple words of the Mechaber, Kol HaKorin, Mevarech Lefanel Le'achareh. Anyone who's going to make a bracha for getting an aliyah, he has to make a before bracha and an after bracha. But you should know, this is not a davar pashut. Okay, as the Gemara Megill describes to us, as brought down over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudal, after Medina the Gemara, Lo hayat, after Medina, lo hayat tzarich levarich ima rishon, bracha rishon v'achron, bracha achron. Really what should have been is, the person who got the first aliyah, he makes the asher bachar banu at the beginning, and whoever gets the seventh aliyah on Shabbos, or the third aliyah during the week, makes the bracha achron asher nasan lanu at the end, and everyone's gonna be yotzei through the bracha, and that which is said, asher bachar banu, the first thing I have in my mind. Everyone else is gonna get up to the Torah and read, and the last guy will have in mind everyone who already read. That's what should have been. Okay, so even the Mikdin, that was really Mikdin to the Gemara. Okay, because of, again, those same Nichnasin V'yotzin that we learned in the last halacha, why you have to end at least three Pesukim before and after Pesucha, is also over here. The people who came late aren't going to hear the first bracha. They're going to think that there was no bracha made on the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, and therefore they did be attacking that we don't do it like this. And therefore it's like we have like nowadays, and we all make a bracha. Every person who gets an aliyah makes their own bracha. Just remember, back in the day, we're talking about that when they got the aliyah, they were one who read also. Okay, nowadays it wouldn't be shaykh this whole thing anyway, that the person's gonna get up, not make a bracha, not read, he's not doing anything. Okay, he wouldn't be doing anything at all. Okay, but that's even the time where they would still read from the Torah, everyone would make their own bracha lefana, ula achara, that's where we're at now today. Now, what happens if, like very often, a person, we know it's asher bachar banu first, and asher nasan lanu afterwards. What if someone makes a mistake? That's Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkotin Tenzayin. Sivkotin Tenzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Hinei, Mivarchan Lefanel Echar. Hinei, Le'acharei Hashi Berchas Asher Nasan Lukuli Alma Durabon. Number one is, everyone agrees the Bracha Achor Asher Nasan Lanu is Midrabon. Ulefanei Hashi Berchas Asher Bachar Banu Yesh Deos Benapolskim Yudvar Toro Durabon. Number one is, the Asher Bachar Banu, it's a machlokas if that's Daraisa or Dirabon. Everyone agrees the after bracha is only Midrabon. However, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, Avali Berak Far Birkas Torah, if the person already said Birkas Torah in the morning, like he should have done, Lukuyaomi of Dirabon, and even Asher Bachar Banu is only gonna be Midrabon. So this whole Shaykh, this machlokas is only if someone walks into the shul, there happened to be up, at a Talani, let's say he's the only Kohen in the shul, they call him up to the Torah, he's gonna say Asher Bachar Banu, that for him, according to many posts, it would be Daraisa. But if he's already said the brochas, he is not going to, it's not going to be Daraisa. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, three lines down. I'm sorry, one line down. In Tov Birkas Torah, Padach Asher Nasan Lanu B'Malkam Asher Bachar Banu. Okay, if someone by accent starts Asher Nasan as the first bracha, instead of Asher Bachar Banu. So, as most times, in Niskar Kodim Shamar Hashem, most of the time the Tzibur realizes and they correct them, they say Asher Bachar Banu. As long as he remembers before the Chatima of Baruchat Hashem Noseinat Torah at the end, Be'achatima Dainu Noseinat Torah Yatcham Asher Bachar Banu. He just goes back to Asher Bachar Banu, and he continues from there. However, Vim Kfar Amar Baruchat Hashem, if he already said the after bracha, Hashem's name in the after bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu over here, made a mistake. Asha Dailo Amar Nasan Torah, even though he didn't say Nasan Torah, Yisayim Oto Bracha, he finishes off Nasan Torah. And afterwards we'll say the opposite. Even though you're supposed to say Asher Bachar Banu first, Asher Nasan Lanu afterwards, according to many poskim, they're not ma'akev, and therefore if he says Asher Nasan Lanu first, if he already said the bracha, Hashem's name in the after bracha, at the end of the bracha, then he should go ahead and finish Nasan Nosin HaTorah, and he'll say Asher Bachar Banu after the aliyah. The Shartzin over here in Ostes points out, if you look at Shartzin Ostes, he says, the Shartzin is the Vedat. The Etzem Adin Shalom Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is the one who says that if you switch them, it doesn't matter. Shekatu B'Shem Be'er Sheva. Dim Hichlof Yomar Asher Nasan Kolim Yotzo B'Diyavet. Yivarech Achar Kriya Asher Bachar. Lav Milsa De Pshita Yikol Kach. Da Elia Rabba Yuskim Maril Diyay Seder Lebrachos Elu. They all, there's Mamash Seder, you would not get, you cannot switch them around. However, the maskana over here, the Shar Tzayin, says, Achla Maisa, Kashli Smoke Alzer, Lachzor Lavarach Old Bracha, to go ahead and do like the Eli Rabba, and now make another Bracha. It's hard to do that. Achra Shaharbi Achor Mitikufar Divri Abir Shevla Alocha, Eloi Magin Avram, Rapri Magadi, Machim Adar Chaim, Vachayodim, Vishokhara, Vachar Shokhara Tzay Shitim. So at the end of the day, since it's Kasavik Brachos, we are going to say, you say Asher Nasan before, Asher Bachar Banu afterwards, even though it's not Pashid in the post. What about the opposite? What if he says Asher Bachar Banu like he's supposed to beforehand? And then he starts Asher Bachar Banu again for the after bracha? That's worse. Okay? Because over here, he already said Asher Bachar. He said Asher Bachar Banu. So it says over here the Mishnah Berurah. O Katav Shami, Mamar Bracha Rishon Kara Oi. Uba Bracha Shnia Ta Vihitcha Asher Bachar Banu. So once again, im niskar lo, im niskar terem, if he remembers right away, amru brachat Hashem, im niskar terem, amru brachat Hashem, no sinatra, if he remembers before he makes the end brachav, brachat Hashem, no sinatra, so yatcham asher nasalanu, just goes back to the beginning again, at brachat Hashem, he says, asher nasalanu Torah sanes, okay, aval, im lo niskar ad la achar shamar brachat Hashem, no sinatra, if he already finished the bracha, and then he realized, oh, I said asher brachabana 2 times, he has to say the bracha again of Asher Nasalanu because he never said that bracha. If he remembers, he's at the end of the bracha. He's bracha to Hashem, and he realizes it right then. So then he just started right then. In order that he does not have to say another bracha to Hashem. Okay, so that's what's going to be if one makes a mistake in his Birkas HaTorah. Now, how to do Birkas HaTorah? How to do the bracha when one gets an aliyah? That's the topic of the rest of this mecham. Says the mecham, V'roah pasuk shetzarich la'atchil bo. You have to look inside and see the pasuk that you're going to be saying, that you're going to be reading. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkotun tetzayim v'roah pasuk kidei sheyedal ma'al mevarach. You have to know what you're making a bracha on. Okay, it's not just the general of the Torah I'm making a bracha on. I'm making a bracha on this part of the Torah. Therefore, you have to look inside and see the pasuk that you're making a bracha on. And for this matter, that's why Morin Rabbeinu Nevitzah also holds, is, I think it's a double push from the Mishnah Berurah over here, if one gets maftered, he's going to get the Haftorah, and let's say, he's going to make he's going to say the brachas in the Haftorah, he also has to look inside the Haftorah to see what he's making a bracha on before the Haftorah, especially when reading out of a klaf. Okay? So you should know what you're reading, you know you're making a bracha. So once again, then you make the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. Ula Acher Shekara, after he reads, go Elu Mevarach. After he reads, he rolls up the Sefer Torah, makes the after bracha. Now, what's going on over here is a major machlokas in the Tanaim that brought down a Maseches Megillah between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, are you supposed to make the bracha of on Birkas HaTorah with the Torah open, or the Torah closed? Everyone agrees, really, what should make sense is, it should be the Torah supposed to be open. Why? Because you're making a bracha in the mitzvah of the Torah. You should see the words when you're making the bracha, just like any other mitzvah. Make a bracha on lulav and esrog. You don't hide the lulav and esrog when you make the bracha. You make the bracha on the lulav and esrog. However, there's a chashash that if you make the brachas with the Sefer Torah open, people might come to think that the brachas are written inside the Sefer Torah. That you're reading Asher Bachar Banu from the Torah itself and people make a mistake. Okay? So therefore, that because of a cloakus between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir holds, for this reason, you have to make the bracha with the Torah closed. You have to make the bracha with the Torah closed because people are going to be choshesh that the brachas are written inside. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says you don't have to be choshesh for this, and therefore do it regil, and therefore make the bracha with the Sefer Torah open. You see from the Mechaber over here, he says over Roa Pasuk Shazai Lat Ribol Ve'achar Kach Yivarech, and only at the end when you have the after bracha he says Achar Shakara Golo Mavarech. Then you roll the Sefer Torah and close it and you make the bracha. Okay, so therefore it's going like this. He paskins the Lach Lamais like Rabbi Yehuda. We're not choshesh that the brachas are written inside, and therefore because we're afraid of Tircha de Tzibura, if I close the Sefer Torah afterwards, the Baal Kori is going to have to find the place again and start looking. Therefore, he says, make the bracha with the Sefer Torah open. That's the Pashas and the Mechaber. We'll get to Halacha Maisa soon for the Svar. Okay? But the after bracha, there's no real reason why over here to leave the Sefer Torah open because there's no Tircha de Tzibura. Anyways, you're going to be up between Aliyahs now and you're going to have to start call up some Baal Torah. You're going to have to show him inside. So therefore, they hold that Eddie's for the after bracha, go ahead and close it and make the after bracha because there's no tircha de tzibura going on over here. That's the pashtus of the Mechaber. While we're in the Mechaber, we'll say, halach lemaisa, very interestingly, that's not the way the Sfardim hold. The Sfardim go like Darizal. The Sfardim go like Darizal. Darizal held that you have to have the Sefer Torah closed for Kabbalah reasons, and therefore they put the mapa, they put that little handkerchief over the Sefer. They cover the Sefer Torah, we're making the bracha, because they're chosen like Darizal, not like the pshat over here in the Mechaber. So interesting over here, the Sfardim don't go like the pashtus of the Mechaber. But the sheet of the Mechaber was that you make the bracha with the Sefer Torah open. Okay? Now comes the Ramah. He says over here, Ubishash Mivarich Bracha Rishona, Yapuch Ponov Alatzad, Shaloya Nirkim Mivarich Mina Torah. He says, it's true you leave the Sefer Torah open, so you're not gonna have Tircha de Tzibura, but you have to be careful not to look inside the Sefer Torah, because the same Chashash before, as we said, we're afraid the Bracha looks gonna look like the Brachas are written in there. Therefore you turn your head away from the Sefer Torah. Over here, the Meramah says, turn to the left, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is facing you, the Shekhinah, and therefore the right side is your left side. Okay? And therefore he says, go to the left, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. V'nir alid, yafok panav letzad smolo, says the Ramah, you turn to the left side. So that's the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah is, you leave the Sefer Torah open, you turn to the side when making the Baruch. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yotes. Once again, he explains, like I just said, the turn to the left to Yamina Kaddish Baruch Hu Omein Negdo. It's the right side of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Shechina, that is Omein Negdo. Can Israel Sim and Kuf Chav Gimel, like we saw in Birkas Kohanim, the same thing. Miu. Sorry, the end of Tfilah. When we say Osa Shalom, he's talking about over there, why we bow to the left first. Miu. Yesh Achronim Shekanfu Da Afichas Panav Ein Enachot. However, there are those who say, to turn your head away from the Sefer Torah, that's not a correct thing to do. You're making a bracha on the Torah. To turn away from the Sefer Torah is not a right thing to do. It looks like you're making a bracha on something else and not the Torah. Damasalik panamimenu. The Yoter Tov says the Mishnah Berurah. Lahatzim einav shol yistak of a Sefer Torah v'shal bracha. Better what to do is close your eyes when you're making a bracha on the Torah. And therefore, you have the Sefer Torah open, you're not looking away, but also you still are choshish for the Shita as the brachas are written inside. Therefore, if you close your eyes, you got rid of the problem. Vayim be'bir alocha. He says, look at the bir alocha. And the bir alocha has a third option. Okay? And he says over here, even though we can be paskin like Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to leave the Sefer Torah open, the bir alocha, dibra maskel, v'roha pasuk, he's vidat. If you want to close the Sefer Torah, better yet to do it that way. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to close the Sefer Torah, you're just not mechuyev to do it. And therefore, better to go ahead and close it, and therefore you'll be choshish for it. Even Rabbi Yehuda will be fine with this, and even for sure Rabbi Meir, that's the way the Rabbi Meir holds. Anyways, you're supposed to go ahead and make the bracha. So you basically have three or four shitas over here on how to do get an aliyah. Mechaber said, you do right, you leave it open. He doesn't say anything about your eyes. Sounds like even the eyes could be open. Not a problem. We see the Ramah says, turn your head away. He says, turn to the left. Okay? Third shita is, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down from the Achronim that you say the bracha with your head facing the Sefer Torah. Just close your eyes. And we have a fourth shita over here that says, close the Sefer Torah, and even Rabbi Yehuda would be okay with this. Connected this, you have a gedolim on each way on how to do this in terms of getting aliyah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted to say that he used to go ahead and turn his face. How could they say he used to turn his face to the right, not to the left? I'm not exactly sure what the cheshbon was, but similar to the Ramah over here, but he would turn the other way. The stipler, we used to go ahead and close the Sefer Torah like the Bir Alacha brings down over here. However, the Chazon Ish, and not only the Chazon Ish, they claim that the Chofetz Chaim himself used to do like that, what brought down over here, b'shem the Achronim in the Mishnah Berurah. They brought down the Mishnah Berurah, sorry about that. He brought down the Mishnah Berurah, that he used to close his eyes. He used to close his eyes and face the Sefer Torah getting the Aliyah, and that's how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzahl also does. He closes his eyes and faces the Sefer Torah when getting an Aliyah. That's how he has no way to do halach lemais. One more thing is, there's an inyan to go ahead and kiss the Sefer Torah before the Aliyah. You don't have to touch the words, that you might come to erase the words, so you have to be careful of that. Touch the parchment with the talus, and you go ahead and kiss it. This is all for chibum mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv to do. And one last thing is, that when you say, es Torah so, when you say the words Torah, there's an Indian to lenaneh the Sefer Torah, to pick up the Sefer Torah a little bit. That's how Moreinu of Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl also is knowing to go ahead both by the first bracha and the second bracha when you mention the Torah, to pick up the Torah a little bit when making the bracha. So that's a little bit of Lach L'maisa on how to get an aliyah. You have what to be Samechan. I don't know what Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl does. He closes his eyes, faces the Sefer Torah. Obviously, if you don't know the brachas by heart, you have to look inside a siddur or the brachas somewhere else. And don't try it to go ahead and do it Baal Peh. Ad Kan for today.